You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Mikey. Eh?
God bless football, Stu Gatz.
You happy to see Billy Gill back, Mikey? Eh? We missed him last week.
Very.
Yes.
Very. Nice. It was a long week of just me and you that I needed. I'm so happy to see Billy back.
Huh. Yeah. Feelings mutual. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Did you have a nice week off?
Yeah, it was, you know, nice enough.
Really?
Yeah, I'm ready for the next one.
The next vacation, or?
Well, I mean, it's a week off from here, and my life doesn't stop, so.
Right.
My life.
I understand. Yeah, but you're looking forward to your next vacation, coming off of your last vacation.
That's how most, well.
I agree. I think that's how it works.
I didn't go anywhere, so I don't consider it a vacation. I really don't consider things a vacation unless I wear a bathing suit.
Really?
Is that just like a...
Put it on the poll, please. Juju, Mike Fuentes, somebody. Does it feel like a vacation unless you put on a bathing suit? It's a good question.
Like, I don't understand people who go on honeymoons and are not in bathing suits.
Right.
Like, the ruins will be there forever. They've been there forever. That's why they're ruins. Why right. do we need to go and spend our honeymoon looking at dilapidated buildings? I don't get it.
Put on a bathing suit.
Yeah, put on a bathing suit.
Go to the beach.
Yeah, you know.
Have a cocktail with an umbrella coming out of it.
That's right.
That's what you're talking about, mm-hmm. huh? That's a honeymoon. That's a vacation.
I have...
What if you go skiing, though? I mean...
That's not a vacation.
It's not.
That's
work. Yeah, you're right.
Well, no.
Put it on the poll. Skiing, work.
Yeah. I shouldn't say that's not a vacation. That's not a honeymoon. That's right. That's a winter getaway.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Big week of football.
We do. I have an exciting announcement for you, Stu Gatz.
You
and
do?
Mikey. Yeah.
Okay.
And Mike Fuentes.
Wow. All right.
I have two new segments today. Actually, one is a segment we've already done. But I have two segments, but it's not going to be like any segment that we've ever done before on this show.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Two of them.
Yeah. You want to know what they are?
Yes.
One of them is called Stats I Stole from TV, which we've done before.
Right.
And the other one is called You Love to See It.
You Love to See It.
Mm-hmm. You Love to See It.
And yep. This is the way that these segments are going to go.
Right.
They're just going to be sprinkled in throughout the show today. The proceedings, they're just going to drop in. You don't know when, you don't know how, but it's going to happen. And then it's going to be like, hey.
Something about You'll Love to See It made Mike Fuentes smile, like, immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's a good segment.
It's late in the day. He's tired, and still, you made him laugh. I mean, it's unbelievable.
We've never done it before, but right. I feel like You'll Love to See It's going to be a good segment.
I have a new segment as well.
Do you?
I do.
What is it?
It's this week's NFL MVP and this week's Super Bowl matchup.
Wow.
It might change next week. That's what fans do. I reserve the right to change it every single week if I want because I'm a fan. But I have my MVP, season-long MVP, based off of this last weekend's play and my new Super Bowl matchup. How about that?
Okay, so I had a question, and then you answered it, and then you completely confused the answer because I feel like we've gone back and forth. So your MVP and the team that you think is a Super Bowl favorite is based on everything that's happened up until this point or just what happened this weekend?
Just this past weekend.
Got it.
Okay?
Okay.
It's my Super Bowl matchup based just on this past weekend. It's my MVP based just on this past weekend.
Well, so then we know there are at least four teams that are out of the running because they haven't played yet.
Correct. Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Debatable. I mean,
wow.
I might be making some assumptions as to what's going to happen this evening.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Okay.
Mikey, A.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson. Chris Sims might have the last laugh,
that?
Fellas.
Who was that?
I've never seen that guy before. I've never seen him. We'll get to the Chiefs in a second. We'll get to that call in a second. The Cowboys looked great last night, and it was an interesting weekend in the NFL. But Zach Wilson, that is a Zach Wilson we have never seen before. He was aware of pressure. He was making throws, making them quickly. They were accurate. He looked great yesterday. Dare I say great. He was great, Mike.
I have not seen that guy since he's been here. That is, that was not Zach Wilson. That was someone else in the Zach Wilson mask. if he played like that, we're talking playoffs. We're talking deep run in the playoffs.
Agreed.
Well, so that was his third game, his third 300-yard passing game, two touchdowns, zero interceptions.
It's the best game he's played.
He did have a fumble, and you know what?
What?
That was
in the rain.
It was a rainy game. Yes, it was. And by the way, C.J. Stroud, concussion protocol, was not having a good game. MetLife Turf got another one. But Zach Wilson was actually my first. You'd love to see it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Love to see it from Zach Wilson.
Wow.
I missed last week. I missed a lot of things last week. Yeah. And one of the things that I missed last week was the whole Zach Wilson, you're going to be our starter again. He's like, maybe I don't want to be, which is absolutely incredible. Also, by the way, Robert Saleh's beard is back.
It is. Quickly.
Yeah. Like a chia pet. That thing grows quick, man.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
You hate to see it.
I do. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That should be my new segment. I hate to see it.
Can we talk about the Jets for a second? Not that we haven't talked about them and how good their defense is, but C.J. Stroud had what's going on over there?
I don't know. Fuentes had something. He makes these faces. It distracts me. I have ADHD.
I'm doing double duty because it's just always funny how this thing devolves into like a Jets podcast.
No,
it's eliminated from the playoffs. No. Listen,
there were three big stories yesterday from the NFL. One was Zach Wilson. Mm-hmm. It was.
I don't think most people would consider that one of the big stories from the NFL
Well,
yesterday.
It was for me. The other was the Chiefs, okay? And the other one was the Cowboys last night. Like, they finally got it done against the Eagles. The Chiefs, something's off in Kansas City, but Billy and I have been telling you that for a couple of years now, even while they won the Super Bowl.
We also were very early, and I feel like our first recorded mention of it was with Keyshawn Johnson, but now everyone is kind of coming along with what we were asking him, is the whole Eric Bieniemy situation.
Right.
Like, now everyone's starting to say, hey, Eric Bieniemy, like, things look a little bit different without him there in Kansas City offensively.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, they won the Super Bowl last year. Bieniemy was there last year. Yeah. So, yeah. So it's not really Tariq Hill. It's Eric Bieniemy. He's looking good right now. I'm agreeing with
you. Well, he's hoping that that's the perception. Yeah.
But he could always say, hey, they won one without Tariq Hill. It's not Tariq Hill. As long as I'm there, we're fine. Take me out of the equation. Look at what happens. I mean, the Chiefs are... You know, the Chiefs are going to have to go on the road for the first time in Patrick Mahomes' career to win a playoff game.
Well, here's the thing about the Chiefs. The Chiefs now are only, what is it, one game ahead of the Broncos in the AFC West. The Broncos are presently out of the playoffs.
Yeah, and the Steelers are in still.
I mean, it's, look at the Chiefs' schedule. Maybe there's a world where the Chiefs missed the playoffs entirely. Lots of 7-6 teams and 6-7 teams this season.
Why are you saying it like that, the way you just said it about the Chiefs?
Well, because here's the thing is that I had saved that. You love to see it for when we talk about the Broncos, and now I wasted two. You love to see it's right away in the first segment, which isn't what I wanted to do. And then I had a whole thing if we talked about it. I didn't think we were going to start with the Jets, which was my fault because I'm doing this with two Jets fans, and we always start with the Jets. No matter what happens, we start with the Jets. We do 20 minutes on the Jets, no matter what is going on with the Jets.
Right.
So I had all of these stats because C.J. Stroud did not look good yesterday.
He did not. No.
And he got his concussion, but he got his concussion in the fourth quarter.
He did. He's in protocol. We'll see if he'll play next week. But all his wide receivers are hurt, Bill.
Well, he had 91. He only had 91 yards. He had a 54 passer rating. But... Yeah. You know, compared to some of the other notable quarterbacks against the Jets defense,
yes,
it was right on par. Josh Allen, his first time at a 62 passer rating, Patrick Mahomes at a 63, Jalen Hurts at a 59, Justin Herbert at a 65. Like, every quarterback looks bad against the Jets defense,
right?
Which, until you got this Zach Wilson, which is obviously your quarterback of the future, mm-hmm. until you got this Zach Wilson, I was driving around just this weekend thinking, man, what a shame the Jets have been. Their defense is so damn good.
So good.
All they need is a quarterback.
That's it.
They had a quarterback that got injured.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to bring in another quarterback because, in part, they're probably trying to protect the quarterback that got injured's ego a little bit. So they don't want to bring in a quarterback. And
correct.
It's just an absolutely wasted season with this incredible defense, and you never know what's going to happen next season.
Although I will tell you that if Zach Wilson can continue to play like this down the stretch, it's not a wasted season. So at least they found, you know, their quarterback of the future, I think, if he continues to play like that. We'll see. I'm not going to do it. I've done it so many times.
Don't do this.
No, you're right.
Because here's the thing. Here's the thing.
I'm going to do it, though.
Even if he has a good rest of the season, next year is Aaron's team. Or, I mean, you know, 2 weeks from now might be Aaron's team. Who knows what's going on with
him? Yeah, but the importance of a backup in the NFL now. You're seeing it in Cincinnati. You're seeing it in other places. Like, it's important to have him. I mean, Browning's pretty good. he's not terrible.
Joe Burrow, system quarterback.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow needs to not let the Browning family get too comfortable in that suite.
Yes.
Because he may lose that suite very soon if things continue the way they're going for Browning.
That's a fair point.
It's absolutely not.
It is. No. If I'm Joe Burrow, I am making sure the Brownings are not getting too comfortable in that suite.
Just a little reminder of whose suite it is,
you know?
I think that's the way Joe Burrow needs to play. It's nice gesture for a week. Have them come in, invite them out of the cold. Why don't you enjoy the suite, see how Jake does. What a great time for the entire family. Next week, your asses are back up in the cold outside.
Yes. You're the nosebleeds.
I'd put a nameplate if there's not one already there that says Joe Burrow's suite.
Exactly right.
Permanent suite. Never leaving.
Exactly right.
By the way, checking out the Chiefs record, Billy, you have at New England for the Chiefs. You have home with the Raiders. That will be spicy. You have home with the Raiders.
It will not be spicy.
Why?
No game against the Patriots is going to be spicy.
Not even a little bit.
They found their quarterback in Bailey Zappi. Get out of here.
I mean, it might be spicy. You never know. You're going to Foxborough, Belichick. Chiefs aren't playing well. Things are happening. Who knows? At New England, home with the Raiders, home with Jake Browning.
Oof.
Cincinnati Bengals. That's going to be a game.
79% completion percentage, Jake Browning.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then at the Chargers, who I want to say Brandon Staley will no longer be the coach come the final week of the season, but who the hell knows?
He may not be the coach right now.
Right this second.
Monday afternoon.
Keep us posted. Yes. right this second. He may not be their head coach.
Yeah.
Austin Eckler, we think, will join us this week on God Bless Football. What'd you guys go ahead?
How about Eric Bieniemy? What about Austin Eckler?
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be nice.
Next week, we're going to play top five destinations for Eric Bieniemy.
Okay. Why not Washington? I mean,
maybe it's on the list. Maybe it's not. Find out next week.
All right. I want to talk to you guys about the. Is Lucy joining us next segment?
Sure.
Well, I'm asking you.
Yeah, she's going to join us. Okay. Do you want her to take a segment off?
It was a yes or no question.
Yeah, she's joining us.
Okay. Well, no, because I wanted to tease that after Lucy joins us, I will talk to you guys about the Chiefs and the Bills and that controversial call late in the game there offsides. It was the greatest play that never happened in the history of sports.
Yeah.
It's a fair way of describing it, right?
Yeah, it's all right.
Pretty good play.
Yeah, you saw it happen. It happened on Sunday Night Football also.
Yeah. You're in rare form.
Why?
Welcome back. Yeah.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
And we're back.
Been waiting for that for a week.
Have you?
Yeah.
No one did it last week.
I missed it.
No one. Did Chris Cody do it last week?
Yes.
He didn't.
No,
now we just got a conflicting report.
He said he did. Mikey A said he didn't. He did do it. He didn't do it as well, I think.
That's what it is.
It was forgettable. It was. Yeah. Well, you're welcome, Mike.
Thank you. I think that's a compliment to me.
It is a compliment to you.
Hey, Lucy's with us.
Yes, she is. Hey, guys. We're very excited for that. We love Lucy. Yes.
Do you know where Lucy was this past weekend?
Our national championship.
That's exactly right.
Army Navy.
Talk to us about it, Lucy. How was that experience? Did you cry?
I did cry. Right. The actual game experience was phenomenal. It was just like if you took all the pageantry of college football and then matched it with all the pageantry of the United States military, it was insane. Like everything was a tradition. Everything was so cool. Like I've never seen a crowd more into it. I will say I feel very good about the state of our military and our government because no one wanted to talk to us while we were there. Like literally no one wanted to be on camera. And I was like, good. That was probably the right choice. I think we're good as a country.
Well, hold on a second. Did you expect to go there and find like the tailgating scene that you found like at other places with like beer bongs and stuff like at Army Navy?
I didn't expect all of that, but I talked about it on the main show and like someone who went to, I believe West Point was like, you will find people just fine. It was a sold out game. There were a ton of people there. It was like, we would like walk somewhere and you could feel everyone just go the other direction because they did not want to be where the camera and the microphone was.
Interesting.
Was it more?
Yeah, we were like standing in line next to somebody and I literally heard him say to his friend, we have to stop talking. There's a camera here.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm not filming you. We're just in line.
Yeah, but they're talking about top secret stuff. I mean, that we shouldn't be privy to. And so I understand their concerns, you know?
Yeah, it was the right choice. It was absolutely the right choice.
Lucy, was Army Navy more or less patriotic than Clemson?
I literally make the joke in the video. It was less patriotic than Clemson.
That's awesome.
There was no Pledge of Allegiance and there was no God Bless America. Those were at Clemson.
So it was less of a cult, I guess, is what we're kind of saying. So you enjoyed it. Like, had you ever been to Army Navy before?
No, I had never been before. And it was such a weird game, which was awesome. Like, that's exactly the type of way I wanted the college football regular season to end with a safety.
Right.
It was so fun. Like, it was, we tried to camp out in front of the cadets the whole time. And it was just like, it's hard to even describe just like how intense it is, but it's an awesome environment. Like anyone who's a sports fan or even like a slightly patriotic should try to go to one of those games in their lifetime.
What were your expectations headed into Army Navy and did this exceed your expectations?
The game was way weirder than I thought. That was great. That was awesome.
Right.
I thought that at least one person would talk to us and we didn't get that. So did not exceed my expectations there. But like in terms of just like how the crowd was into it and the traditions and just like those small things that like you don't really notice on the broadcast of like what's going on between breaks, it exceeded all my expectations. I cried when they were coming out because it was just so cool.
Stugatz, so the Heisman Trophy and other awards were handed out this weekend. I have an opinion and a take that I want to get Lucy's opinion on in regards to the Heisman. I also have in front of me the entire bowl schedule, and I'm wondering how many bowls Lucy will be going to, if she even knows that, and if maybe we can help her plan out her bowl schedule if she hasn't already done so.
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. So what's your take?
Well, so here's my take. So Jaden Daniels won the Heisman Trophy.
Yep.
In second place was Michael Penix Jr. from Washington. He finished second in the Heisman voting. Now, Lucy, I'm wondering your opinion on this, and this is one of the few things that I'm going to repeat on the main show later today because I want to know everyone's opinion on this.
Yep.
I think that if Michael Penix had let everybody know that his suit was going to have all of his teammates and coaches on it, he would have won the Heisman. Like, if he would have revealed that before the voting, the voters would have eaten that up and they would have all voted for him.
Lucy, before you respond, just to be clear, he's already said this on the main show. It's 5 p.m.
Yes.
Anyway,
correct, yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I listen to the show when I'm not there for sure. Right. So I do that.
Right.
That's a great take. That is a really good take. The suit was so cool that honestly, the voters would have loved that so much. I like that take. I think it's good.
It was the buzz of the day. Like anything that I saw on social media was that. And I didn't even see a ton of Jaden winning the Heisman. I just saw the pictures of the suit everywhere.
This Heisman's going to like, we're going to forget about it in like 3 months and we'll never think of it again. Like, the suit is all we're going to remember, if I'm being totally honest.
Right.
Like, right after the Heisman ceremony, they did like a 30 for 30 on like the 97 Heisman. It was so cool of just like all the back and forth and how like just historic all these players were. And I was like, we're not going to feel that way about this one. No. This one's not going to get a 30 for 30.
No, but he deserved it. I mean,
he did deserve it. Yeah. I think it went to the right guy. I think it was the absolute right award. It was just like, sometimes you have a year where it's like someone is so extraordinary that you know they're going to get the Heisman, but that even makes it more exciting. It's like a Joe Burrow in 2019, or it's a year where it's so competitive and you have no idea, but this one didn't really feel like that. I felt like Jaden Daniels was going to win. I think the mass consensus was that he was going to win. And like, he's a really great player and really fun, but that wasn't a particularly great LSU team. So it doesn't like lead to the same level of excitement that we're used to seeing with the Heisman.
Lucy, it's funny. I was reading a story over the weekend that Michigan and Jim Harbaugh are working on an extension. He cheated!
But it's not going to go through because the clause is he has to stop talking to NFL teams for this cycle. Not even the whole time, just this cycle. There's no way he gives that up. He loves the thrill. He loves it.
The other thing I was thinking,
why do you think that Michigan is upset about him cheating?
They're not. It's just funny that he cheated. Yeah. They're in the college football playoff and no one really cares. I find that part of it to be amusing. I don't know.
I care.
I know you care, but most people don't. Yeah, most people want them to go to the championship and win it. I mean,
Connor Salyan's like, I'm so disappointed in him. He just like went off and hid, like went hiding. I was like, that's not you. Yeah. You should be out doing something right now. Right. And so we're just like, we haven't had the next leg of the story because it just kept getting weirder and weirder until it stopped.
Right.
But once the NCAA like gives their punishment, I think we'll care again.
Do we think Connor Salyan's got paid? Like, yes. He is hiding because he is being paid to hide.
Well, he's being investigated, yeah. Too, right?
I mean, what investigation?
Yeah, they gave him both, set up money.
Right. No, I think he made a lot of money. He should also get a statue outside the stadium, outside the big house. Yeah.
He should get a statue directly behind another statue.
No, they should do it at a different stadium.
Oh, yeah, they should get
The sideline.
Michigan should so put Connor Stallion statues in all of the other stadiums
that he went
to. They should, like, until they get the statue set, they should do what we did during COVID where they had, like, the cardboard cutout of people. They should just get a bunch of them and bring them and leave one everywhere they go.
I love this idea.
And every stadium is just behind a post somewhere with sunglasses peeking out.
Yeah. I love this.
They're all hidden.
Yeah. Trench coat.
Yeah.
Correct. They're all hidden.
Sunglasses.
I know what we're doing next year.
Putting up statues?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh my God, we're gonna get kicked out of so many places.
So great. Who cares? Where's she gonna get kicked out?
I don't know.
I mean,
Michigan's the only one who wouldn't like it.
You're right. Lucy, I want to ask you this question though, okay? If I made this tiny change in college football, going back to the playoff from last week, everyone was outraged about it. We never got Billy's thoughts on it, but if I simply told you that Arch Manning was going to go to Florida State and could play in the BCS playoffs, do you think Florida State gets in?
Oh, I love that.
Not even a shadow of a doubt. Absolutely. They jump up to the one seed.
I agree. There should be like Billy, if you transfer, there's a portal window in December, but you can't play for that team in its bowl game like that season. But if you changed it around in the event that this happens again, where a quarterback could say, oh, Jordan Travis is hurt, I'll go to Florida State. I'll play in their bowl game. Right, Lucy? That would save.
So good.
That would fix it.
So hold on a
second. That might be your best take ever.
You have essentially a transfer portal trade deadline for playoff teams.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
A special portal.
Okay. Well, yes. I mean, but it would also add to the level because Texas is in, so he would be leaving one playoff team for another.
He'd be leaving a playoff team, a playoff portal.
Well, actually, Texas might not. Oh, man, could you imagine? So he leaves Texas, and then they're no longer in the playoffs because FSU is in. So his team would have been in the playoffs, but because he's not a starter and there was an injured quarterback, he's now the starter on a team, and him making that move is removing his old team that didn't start him from the playoffs.
Billy, that's how you do it. You can only transfer between other playoff teams. Correct. Playoff teams can transfer to playoff teams.
Well, yes. No, but he'd be screwing his current team because they didn't start
even better.
Him.
They had Ewers, though. So
yeah, they wouldn't need. They didn't need him at all this year.
Right. No, I know. But in this situation of four, if FSU gets in, well, I guess Alabama still wouldn't have been out. Let's be real.
No, yeah, Alabama was getting in.
They would have picked Arch Manning over Alabama.
Really? And over Texas?
Not over Texas.
No, so Texas is already in, but Arch Manning didn't play there. I know. They have viewers. He leaves, okay. He goes to Florida State.
All right, guys, listen. But in this scenario, only four teams can get there, right? So one of either Texas or Alabama is getting out. Right?
Bama.
Yes.
Yeah, but if Bama's out, then there's no SEC team, and then that conspiracy is out the window.
Yeah.
Texas is an SEC team next year. Bam. Right.
No,
fixed
but
it.
They're talking about this year, Lucy.
They kick out Washington. Kick out Washington.
I like that.
He probably would.
No, but I specifically chose Arch Manning because of the last name. I'm not certain if any of the other backup quarterbacks from another team go to Florida State, they get in. But Arch Manning, they get in.
He looks good in those three passes he threw.
Electric in the spring game.
Mm-hmm. Three passes.
So how many bowl games are you going to, and how do we get you to more of them?
So right now the plan is to go to 3/4. We are for sure going to – I'm going to the Duke Mayo's Bowl.
Nice.
My dad is coming with, so awesome. That'll be fun.
Who's and playing then, in that game?
It's going to be UNC in West Virginia. Not a particularly fun game, but – how special would it be to see Mac Brown
Incredible.
Get dunked in a tub of mayo? Yes. Like, that's all I need. Yeah. I would be happy for the rest of the time.
Worth it.
Going to the Orange Bowl, Georgia, Florida State, and then going to the Rose Bowl, which is Alabama, Michigan. Then hopefully the national championship game.
Choosing the better game.
You're going to the national championship game?
We're really trying. I'm manifesting it by saying it out loud.
I like that.
If it was Alabama, Florida State without Manning. Okay. Do you think you would choose that game? I'm sorry, Michigan, Florida State. No, you would go to the other game. Right.
Yeah, we would have gone to Texas, Washington for sure.
That solves the case. The committee got it right. They gave us what we wanted. They did. They gave us Michigan, Alabama in the Rose Bowl for the right to play for a national championship. How amazing is that?
So I'm so excited.
It's a month away and you're already getting goosebumps.
I cried when we got the approval for the credential. She's so excited.
Just the approval.
Can we get you to the roofclaim.com?
We would.
Can we get you to the roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowl? I mean, that's in town.
When is it?
It's December 20th. No. Yeah, December 21st.
Yeah.
There's local bowl games that we could get you to.
Yeah,
for
but
more
she's
fun,
not
right?
in town, though. I mean,
why not? Where's
no,
she
I'm
be?
In town. I leave the 23rd. Happy birthday to my brother on the 21st. He would love for me to go to the Boca Raton Bowl without him for his birthday.
The roofclaim.com Boca
Raton. If you need a place to stay, that's where I live, Lucy. I got you, okay?
Okay.
Experience my commute the next morning. All right, Lucy, we appreciate it. Anything else, Billy?
No, I'm just going over the bowl games. I'll run these by Lucy at a later date.
All right.
Yeah, Lucy, we'll go to more. Four seems small.
Okay. Take the playoff portal take. It's yours. You can have it. Okay. Use it wherever you want on whatever platforms you want. It's all yours. It's my gift to you on this Monday afternoon.
That's the best Christmas gift ever. Okay. Wow. It is your finest work, too.
It's the season.
Work. Thank you, Lucy. We will talk to you next weekend. Thank you for joining us.
Bye, guys.
See ya. And we're back. Not as good as him. You're right. He's the greatest at it, Mikey.
Can we have an off-air meeting on air?
Sure.
I don't love starting Monday with the God Bless Football.
What?
I don't know. I want to do something a little different. Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know. We'll think about it.
What do you mean we'll think about it? We're obligated to do this.
I mean, no, not the show. I'm just saying the intro, the God Bless Football.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. You want to start with And We're Back?
And We're Back.
But that's the brand.
Right.
You got to stick with the brand.
Yeah, but that's like we do that on a Friday. I want to spice things up a little bit.
You want a Monday brand.
Yeah, I've also been thinking about changing the music.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
On Mondays.
What?
Yeah.
I love the music.
Just Mondays.
Maybe. Just Mondays. The Friday music's fantastic.
It is, but a little rebranding,
Vacation. You come back with all these new ideas. That's what happens.
They've been bouncing around in my head for a little bit, and now they came out of my mouth.
When you come back from vacation, Fuentes, you are ready to conquer the world.
I'm not. I was.
And then halfway
tired.
Through the first day back, you're like, forget it.
Oh, 100%. And all of management from the entire company is in town this week, so like my energy is down. But it's also asking season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
how management of you to come back from vacation and be like, guys, change all this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about it. Change all this.
The only reason he came back.
He started asking for things like, hey, you know what?
Came back for us. I mean,
let's use like $40,000 on music if we can, guys, you know?
It's asking season.
Exactly right.
Yes.
Get a phone line first.
Right.
It's no season, really.
Can we get a phone line, Fuentes? Do we have a phone line yet?
They installed a phone line for Juju.
What do you mean you're getting to it? Juju for what?
We
did wake and take.
He did wake and take.
Well, I'm okay with Juju doing that. I have no problem. I have no issue with Juju doing wake and take. But where was the phone line installed?
It's a Studio A connector.
Oh, the big studio.
Yeah. Here,
okay. You know, but how about this studio?
I mean, we asked for before football season.
The reason Billy wanted to do a Monday morning football show was because he wanted to take phone calls from around the country.
That's 100% true. The Monday idea came from getting people to vent about their teams blowing games because I thought it would be hilarious, and then by week, whatever it is.
So you're the reason we're here every day at 6:45.
Well, not exactly.
Yeah.
5:30 at night.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry. It's right. Yeah. Sorry. 4:30 in the afternoon. Sorry.
Anyways, yep. Football, huh?
Billy, what'd you make of the... did you see the Chiefs-Bills game?
I did see the Chiefs-Bills
game. And what'd you make of that call? The Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, make it a big deal. He's blaming people. Things are falling apart. They're unraveling in Kansas City. I told you it was going to happen, okay? People are starting to point fingers, all right? But what'd you make of the call just in general? Because it was a great play. Makes the pass to Kelsey. Kelsey throws the lateral pass to Kadarius Toney. Toney scores. And that moment, we're stripped of that moment. It's taken away from all of us because... those are the rules.
Well, I mean, the flag was thrown before the play played out, right? As soon as the ball was snapped, the flag was thrown. So it wasn't like it was a late flag that was thrown as a result to intentionally screw them. Now, Kadarius Toney had a rough game because he also had a dropped wide open pass in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. This is the thing about the rule, and this is a stat that I stole from TV last night.
All right,
Sunday Night Football. So
this is part of the segment.
This is, you know, a little, this is sprinkled in.
Okay.
This season... offensive offsides up until, well, when they reported the stat, it was 11 times, and it happened in the Sunday Night Football game also. Yeah. It has been called 12 times as opposed to 2 times last year. This apparently was a point of emphasis this season, was lining up an offensive offsides. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes were upset because they thought they should have just gotten a warning. And that's, I guess, how they've done it in the past. But
there's a lineman who's holding his hand saying you can't go past this line.
Correct. And yes,
this is the line you don't go past. And he went past it. What they're upset about is they've been getting away with this for years. And now they're calling it.
Well, so here's an interesting wrinkle. The play that it was called on last night on Sunday Night Football was the tush push.
Mm-hmm.
So the NFL has been trying to get rid of the tush push. So are we calling this more to maybe get rid of the tush push a little bit? And it came and it bit the Chiefs in the butt.
In the tush.
Yeah. It was right there.
I know, missed it. Wow.
It was right there.
He never misses those.
It's a late Monday.
Yeah.
No, and you're back coming on vacation. Yeah. That's what it is. You think you're sharp beach, or not.
I already got some nose.
Drinks
so
with
I'm
an umbrella.
Like,
yeah, exactly, it's asking right. season.
No music budget for us.
5:30 in the afternoon.
It's yeah.
Long day, you know. Yeah.
Here's another stat, by the way, in regards to the Chiefs.
Your question.
I don't know what my question was. Here's another stat in regards to the Chiefs. They've dropped the ball 33 times, which leads the league.
Yeah, they have. The receivers have not been great.
No.
No.
Not at all.
But they won a Super Bowl. Go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say, when you guys were talking about Eric Bieniemy being the reason that their offense... last I checked, Eric Bieniemy never dropped a pass. Like, maybe that's not the problem. Problem is they have nobody who can... I mean, Kadarius Toney might be the best athlete and the worst football player I've ever seen.
Wow. Yeah. That's a top five if I've ever heard one.
I would like that. You're top welcome. Five, yes.
You're welcome.
counterpoint. Eric Bieniemy would have had them disciplined, and they would not be dropping all these passes.
Yes.
Would Eric Bieniemy have them getting separation? And because that's what the problem is. They have, like, nobody who can make any room in there, and when they do, they drop it.
Well, until this team wins a Super Bowl without Eric Bieniemy, he could always say they never won a Super Bowl without me. He can't. Tariq Hill cannot say that.
Can we talk about how bad the Bills are at running the clock?
They're bad, yeah.
That was horrendous. The fact that
at the end of the game.
Yes. The fact that McDermott and Josh Allen somehow botched that and even gave the Chiefs a chance to get back in that was insane.
You could have ran the ball twice. They have to use both their timeouts. You get to the 2-minute warning.
Okay.
Yes,
it is 2:17 left on the clock. It's 3rd and 10.
Right.
The Bills get sacked for a loss. That should run the clock to the 2-minute warning.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, the Bills get bailed out because Kansas City Chiefs get called for illegal contact, which is an automatic first down. The Chiefs only have 2 timeouts. But at 2:17, You run the ball. It takes you to the two-minute warning.
Yep.
You run it again. They waste a timeout. You run it one more time. They waste a timeout. Mm-hmm. And you've wasted time. So instead, what happens is they get the first down. 2 minutes and 12 seconds left. First and 10 incomplete pass. Takes 2 seconds off the clock. 2 minutes and 10 seconds left in the game. Another incomplete pass. They've wasted 4 seconds. 2:06, third and 10. They have a one-yard completion. It gets to the two-minute warning. When they completely botched handling that and giving Kansas City the ball back.
Yep.
Counterpoint. The last time the Chiefs and Bills went toe-to-toe like this at the end, Patrick Mahomes got the ball back and just went down and scored. So they were thinking, we need a touchdown to win this game.
Maybe. I was kind of thinking what Billy was thinking at the time. I have to be honest with you. Like, what is he doing? He's passing the ball.
Listen, you gotta get the clock moving at least. And the first pass was a screen pass. You gotta catch the ball, Stephon Diggs. You gotta catch the ball, stay in bounds, and then it doesn't matter. That's it was essentially a run play.
Yeah. No, it's a fair point. They did throw that little bubble screen to Diggs. He dropped the ball. That really ruined the flow and momentum of what they were trying to do there. It was a running play.
Did that win save McDermott his job for
for now?
Until for the now. Next loss?
Yeah. Well, they're not in the playoffs yet.
They're in the hunt, but man, he had a bad week last week.
He did.
The story came out where he was referencing 9/11 and I think 2019. Why is he still there?
Well, I mean, listen, he got rid of his defensive coordinator. He's calling offensive. The defensive plays. No, then they got rid of the offensive coordinator and someone replaced Kenny Dorsey. That's what happens. Like, you get the D coordinator, then the O coordinator. Yeah, the next person is you, okay? But that win But that win did save him. It was terrible. The fact that he did it in 2019, that he said it, that he thought it, that he actually expressed it out loud. Now, he did say he apologized for it back in 2019, but it does make you question his judgment. As a leadership of men, it does make you question his judgment.
No, it also, if you're the Bills, you're like, why are we keeping this guy around? Like, what is there to gain from this situation?
They've been so bad for so long, and they're relevant with Sean McDermott. I mean, that's all I could think of.
But they blew this window.
Well, we'll see. I mean, they beat the Chiefs. They have the Cowboys coming up, at least it's at home, right? They have the Chargers, they have the Patriots, and then they have a game of the Dolphins down here.
Things get spicy with those Patriots.
I know. Spicy with the Patriots. Then they have the Dolphins down here.
Patrick Mahomes, stop screaming at the referee. Sorry, yeah. I felt like we weren't going to get back to it. Stop screaming at the referee.
No, I'm glad we got back to it. That was the big game. Billy, there were two big games.
Line up onside.
Right, there were two big games yesterday. It was the Bills in Kansas City. It was the Eagles in Dallas.
How about follow the rules?
That was a thing that I found hilarious during the post game. He's like complaining about the ref, even though he admits that Tony was offside.
He was offside.
Yeah, like there's nothing else to it. Nothing to do with the refs. He lined up offside.
Him and Andy Reid were both basically like, why didn't they let us cheat? I don't get it. They should have let us cheat.
Yeah, they should have let us cheat more.
They should just let us cheat. Why do we have to follow the rules? I don't get it. We're the Chiefs. Why do we follow the rules?
They're entitled.
Taylor Swift's up there, right? No, Taylor Swift's up there.
They're entitled. Oh, wait till that happens. You'll see. If it's not happening already in Kansas City, it's about to happen.
What is?
Taylor Swift.
What does that mean?
She's wrecking the team.
Influencing the games.
Yeah.
I feel like Taylor Swift needs to come out and make a statement on that play and support the officials for following the rules or ruining the brand.
That would be smart.
Taylor Swift can't come out and be pro-cheating. I'm just saying.
All right.
It's true. Mm-hmm. She's got to come out with a song about it, Billy. Not just a statement. Yeah. I want a song.
Mm-hmm. Right. About offsides.
Yeah.
Yeah, about lining up offsides, yeah.
Get on that, Mikey. Hey,
a lot of things rhyme with Tony.
I want to hear what that song would sound like.
So Sunday Night Football was a stinker, huh?
Yeah, but the Cowboys did what the Cowboys had to do. I mean, everyone said, beat a good team. They beat a good team. They beat the Eagles. They beat the Eagles. Now, the Eagles still control their fate in that division, meaning they went out, the Cowboys went out, the Eagles still win that division. But the Cowboys looked like a really good football team last night.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I think the Cowboys are first in the division right now.
Check it out.
They probably have a tiebreaker now.
They have the tiebreaker.
Yes, but the Eagles have more games against divisional opponents. So if the Eagles win out, they'll still take the division.
Why are we even bothering putting Dallas as a 2 seed right now if the Eagles ultimately are ahead of them?
Well, I mean,
because they control their own destiny, they can still got to win the games.
Right.
No, I don't like that.
Okay. Dallas.
I mean, if they both win out, the Eagles are ahead of them. Why are we have them as a number 2 seed right now? It doesn't make any sense.
They should be the 2 seed now. I get it. I don't know if the
Eagles are that good.
Really? I'm not certain there's a great team in the NFL.
The 49ers.
The 49ers are probably the closest.
The 49ers are really good when they're healthy.
When they're healthy. We saw what happened last year. They didn't have a quarterback. What is that?
I don't know.
It's never good on Sunday Night Football when they do the game balls at the end of the game and a kicker is the one that's one of the ones featured to get the game ball.
Oh my God, we buried the lead. There was a 3-0 game, a shootout.
Oh my God, how did we miss that?
No, we're not talking about that
how
game.
How did we miss that? Josh Dobbs. How?
We're
the
not
Pastronaut.
Talking, we're not talking about that game.
Delivering me some Big Ten football on a Sunday.
We are not talking about Pastronaut got benched.
He needed to.
Nick Mullins? Who was it?
Nick Mullins. It was Nick Mullins.
Was it really?
Yeah, Southern Missouri zone.
Oh, yeah. My God.
We're not talking about that game.
Southern Mississippi, sorry.
Greg Joseph had a 36-yard field goal. That was the entire game. Yeah. That was it. That was the game. And he missed one earlier in the day.
How we were like on this Josh Dobbs thing for half the year. He had won like 3 games all year. He's been a journeyman for his whole career. And we were like all about it for a while.
Wasn't it Josh Dobbs who at the beginning of the year had like the viral video going around where he was on the Cardinals and he couldn't even buy his own jersey in the team store?
Yeah.
And then they traded him.
Yeah.
All right. 2 brand new segments from Billy Gill and a brand new segment for me and a top 5 from Mike Fuentes next.
So we're wrapping up the show today.
Yeah.
And we still have a lot to get to.
We do.
We have my Billy's Bets Big Boards brought to you by.
Yep.
To get to.
Mikey I was A 3-0 last week. Yeah.
Mikey A has some picks that he wants to give you because he was 3-0 last week.
And we have 2 games tonight.
We do have 2 games tonight. Mm-hmm. Mike Fuentes didn't have anything for us today because he was a little bit sensey because he says people say that he talks too much. So we kind of talked him into having something for us. So he put that together.
Who are these people?
I don't know who these people are. They're not me.
Okay.
Maybe we'll see some of those people tonight at our watch party if you're in the Miami area, the greater Miami area, or you have access to a plane that can get you to the greater Miami area by 8:00 tonight. Come and hang out with us at Dolphin Mall. We're going to be watching some Monday Night Football. There's 2 games tonight.
Just a couple hours away.
Couple hours away. Yeah. If you have access to a plane, you can get here by 8:00. Feel free to join us. We'd
just
be happy to see you.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stugatz also has his, I believe, top 5 teams that are going to win the Super Bowl.
No, it's not top 5. I have, based off of this weekend's performance, I have this past weekend's, I have my Super Bowl matchup.
Okay.
And I have my MVP of the the NFL.
All right. I'm sorry. I was confused by
and
that.
And Fuentes has a top 5 here.
Yeah.
Top 5 places where riffraff get together.
I also have Stugatz here. I don't know if you want to get to it. We don't have to get to it. And I can just show you off air.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll just do that and it'll be a little secret between you and I.
Like what?
Well, I still have some of my You Love to See It's that we never got to.
No, let's get through them.
Well, we don't have to. We can
You can't do that to the audience. You can't do that. They've been waiting for you to come back for a week. You can't do that to them.
Here's a little tease. Here's a little tease of You Love to See It.
Okay.
This Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday games are back. NFL Network triple header. You love to see it.
You have to say it like that.
Love to see a good Saturday game.
Oh, my God. I love a couple of Saturday games. Yeah.
1:00, 4:00, 8:00.
Yeah.
And then we get to rinse repeat on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said it like that.
You have to.
Even though Vikings-Bengals, I don't know how good that game's going to be. And Steelers-Colts is going to be an atrocity.
I mean, the Steelers-Colts, that's for the playoffs. Both teams are in the playoffs. Teams are in the playoffs.
I do like watching.
I like watching the Colts.
I was going to say, I like watching the Colts. I like watching the Bucks. Those are the two teams I love to watch. And as I told you a couple weeks ago, I feel like they're the exact same team. They have different records, but they're the exact same team.
Right.
Love the Colts. Love the Bucks. Then, nightcap.
I love this one.
Broncos-Lions.
Yeah.
We told you here exclusively. Watch out for the Broncos.
We did.
The Broncos are knocking on the door, as we mentioned earlier, and you love to see it. Broncos are only a game behind the Chiefs.
You're right.
Broncos might make the playoffs. Broncos were a disaster at the beginning of the season.
They were.
The Lions were flying high. The Lions have looked terrible lately.
They're bad.
Yeah.
They're bad.
Dan Campbell, hot seat.
Wow. He should have gone to Texas A&M. Dan Campbell should have gone to Texas A&M. You heard it here first. He should have taken that money. They settled for Elko.
What?
Yeah.
Elko's our friend.
Well, yeah. Oh, no chance we're ever going to Mike Elko again. Get out of here.
He's coming on this week. What do you mean?
Is he really?
Yeah.
But you've been saying that for the past like 3 weeks.
No, but Billy, he's coming on this week.
Every week he's been coming on.
He's already been on.
Well, that was pre.
That was with Duke, yes.
That was pre A&M money.
Pre oil money.
He's coming on with Golic this week.
Okay.
Me, him, Golic, you. I mean, it's going to be glorious. Anyway, anything else you have for us before we get to Mike Fuentes' top 5?
Ooh, here's another you love to see it.
Okay.
All right. So we were just talking about the Bucks a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
So Kate Otten won the game winning touchdown from Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Kate Otten and Puka Nacua both. No gloves, but the little tape around their like knuckles here and then the mid and then the bottom of the finger. Love to see it. love to see a receiver with that like weird like wrestler's tape around their fingers.
Good tape job, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love a good TJ. Yep.
You have to finish it by saying, love to see it.
Love something to see it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a work in progress. We're still figuring it out.
Yeah. I do like the segment. Anything else you have?
No, that's all.
All right.
My favorite thing is how it's a segment, but it's sprinkled through the whole show. It's really not a segment. Right. It's more just a thing you say and it comes out.
It's a sprinkle.
Yeah. It's a sprinkled feature.
It's just out there.
Yep.
It's like
he loves to sprinkle.
Sprinkles.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of sprinkles, if I'm going to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Really?
Most people are.
They just don't really contribute anything. It's just like empty sugar. Not really a flavor. They're just texture.
Listen.
I'm kind of with Billy.
I am never going to be anti-sugar. You're not going to get me on that train. Mm-hmm. So that the empty sugar thing is not the argument.
The anti-sugar
with me.
Train.
For me, it's just they don't really taste like much. They don't really contribute a lot. They're kind of hard. Yeah, exactly. Then when you put them on ice cream, they get even harder. That's like a gummy bear. I love a gummy bear, but a gummy bear on ice cream is
a rock.
Bad call. Exactly,
yeah.
Right?
You crack start chewing your tooth. On it. Yeah, it's terrible.
I hate gummies.
Yeah, that's a
biggest lie I ever told on the show.
What are you talking about? All right. Anyway, Mike Fuentes, your top five is what?
This is a top five that, for some reason, you're walking by me the other day,
yes.
And you go, hey, Mike, give me a top five places where riffraff congregate. And I didn't have a definition of riffraff. I didn't know what you were getting at. I'm just right. Said, you know what, Stu? I got you.
All right.
So here's
I don't know what it is, but I got you.
I think you brought up 7-Eleven or something.
Yeah, exactly. That's you're getting ahead of me now.
Sorry.
All right. Apologies. Number five.
Spoiler alert.
Number five top on the top five places that attract riffraff is bus stops.
Okay.
Let's be clear.
I don't like this.
Let's be clear. I'm not saying unhoused people.
I don't like
They're
this.
Fine. I'm talking about guys from like the Michael Jackson Beat It video.
What?
Like
zombies? You know,
people that are out for trouble.
I don't like this.
People look into.
Like did this come up on air? This is just a private conversation that you guys have.
Private
had.
Conversation.
Okay, so makes no sense.
Number four, your local dive bar.
The fans are going to love this.
You know, it's our show.
But if we get that music budget, we could put some music behind it. It's going to be
there you
dope.
Go.
It's
number three.
Season. Awesome.
The local 7-Eleven/corner store.
Oh, yeah. By the hot dog stand.
Exactly. Yeah. No, just right outside, right by a lottery sign.
That hot dog stand gets a bad rap. I will eat one of those hot dogs. I don't care.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. I love hot dogs.
No, you will not.
Yes, I will.
Not one of those.
Why not?
Because they've been sitting there for a week.
Who cares? They're heated. It's fine.
By a week, I'm being generous.
They're constantly moving, so nothing can get on them.
That's what it is. All right.
Number two.
Number two. We know this from the Clevelander. Parking garages.
Fair.
Riffraff. And number one. The unseated will never be unseated. Number one, gas stations.
Gas stations and 7-Eleven are like the same type of category.
Yeah. Always. Not
kinda,
always.
Yeah. I don't know. I like, if I have a choice, I'm going to 7-Eleven over a gas station.
This is
if
a
you
terrible
gas,
top five.
You're going
so
to a
sorry.
Gas station. Yeah, this is a bad list.
Terrible top five. So
yeah, and it was like, I don't even
It was
know.
Yours. You had a week to prepare.
Yeah, and you terrible. Asked us to do this. We didn't even want it.
I didn't want to do it at
you
all.
You tried to force this on air. It was weird. Anyway, who's winning the MVP this year?
So I have my MVP just based off of last weekend's play.
Oh, wow. So okay. Is it Brandon Aubrey?
No, he should be in consideration. Should be. Though.
30
He's
and
so
a 60
good.
Yarder, yes. A 59 yarder, a 45 yarder, a 50 yarder, 30 for 30 this season.
Yeah.
28 year old rookie.
He's never missed a kick in the NFL. Not yet.
Are you going to request him? This is so an our guest type thing.
What, Brandon Aubrey?
Yeah.
He's on my fantasy team.
Is he really?
Yeah.
How'd you end up with that? You picked him up like week three or something?
Just picked the kicker. Yeah.
No, you didn't draft him.
I didn't draft him. He was on the waiver wire and the Cowboys score a lot of points. I'm like, all right, I'll take that guy.
You had another kicker. He was on bye. Aubrey was there. You're like, oh, I'll take this guy. You ended
something
up working
like that.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah, it worked out. I mean, he's won me games. The guy's been incredible.
Yeah, he dropped 22 on me yesterday.
Why do you want me to request Aubrey?
It just seems
why
like
do you think I request? We've never had a kicker on before.
Because he's a 28-year-old rookie. He came from the USFL. He hasn't missed a field goal all season. All right. But what happens is like, he'll say, first of all, he had a glow up yesterday, right? Now a lot of people will want to talk to him because now everybody knows his story, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, on the off chance that we do get him, he will go and he'll miss like three kicks in a row or something.
Right.
Because that's exactly what happened to Younghoe Koo.
Yes.
Like we were going on and on about, oh my God, he got the whole, he passed Justin Tucker. He's the career leader in field goal percentage. This is such an incredible story. Boom. Yesterday misses two field goals.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, he's not my MVP.
Wow.
No, Aubrey.
Shocker.
It's Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott.
Just based off of this past weekend's games. Okay. And my Super Bowl matchup this week.
Mm.
Could change next week.
Could.
But for this week, It's the Cowboys and Dolphins.
You
said to yourself,
week.
The Dolphins haven't played this week. Billy just said it to me. They're going to beat the Titans. They're going to beat them at home. They're going to beat them tonight by a lot. And the Dolphins will be tied with the Ravens for that one seed. They have a regular season game coming up in a few weeks that will likely decide home field advantage through the playoffs. But as it stands today, the Ravens, I was not that impressed with yesterday. They did what they had to do. They figured out a way to win. Okay? That's what the Ravens did. But I think the Dolphins are a better team. So as it stands today, I have a Dolphins-Dallas Cowboy Super Bowl. How about that? Okay.
You think that the Ravens are sitting around going like, man, thank God we hired the right Harbaugh. Right? They're like, we got the good one, you know?
It's Jim.
What?
Jim's not a bad coach.
No, he's a good coach.
Yeah, but John got you Super Bowls. You know, you're
so
always good.
So did Jim, though. Jim got to a Super Bowl. Jim was a player.
But did he win it?
No, John won one.
Did he win it?
John won one, okay? He won one.
And he's in it every year.
Against Jim.
He's not in the Super Bowl every year. He's in contention every year.
That counts.
And John did beat Jim. So that settles that.
There you go. It's over.
John beat Jim. I mean, no, John beat Jim. Billy, that's it.
That's it. It's over.
Jim cannot be in contention for a Super Bowl every year because he coaches in college.
I know.
That sounds like that's his problem.
But the one time they coached against each other in a Super Bowl, John beat Jim.
I remember because we were doing sports bang at the time and we were playing a game of Jim or John.
Yes, sports bang. All right, let's get to Billy's big board bets. Ooh. Mikey has him too. Mikey was 3-0 in Billy's absence last week. Well, I'll start with Mikey or Billy here.
I think this is what we should do. Let's rotate because then it buys me time to write on the thing.
And okay. All right.
So perfect. I'll go first because I already wrote one down. My first one this week, Raheem Mostert, anytime touchdown.
Love it.
I like it.
Leads the NFL in touchdowns. Go ahead, Mikey.
He doesn't, but.
Well, he's tied for first.
All right, my first one, Saquon Barkley, over 70 and a half yards rushing.
All right. Wow. Giants take it on the Packers.
Okay.
Well, Lions better watch out. Here come the Packers. I can't believe I'm saying they lost Aaron Rodgers. Here come the Packers. Why can't my organization be like that?
It's so weird that they're going to end up making the playoffs and Aaron's not.
They're
going
to win the Super Bowl.
They're not going to win the Super Bowl.
We'll see next week. Right now it's Dallas.
All right, my next one. Tyreek Hill, over 106.5 receiving yards.
Love it. Should be the MVP.
Of the 12 games, he's only done it 7 times, but I feel like this is going to be a big day for him. Here's my concern with Tyreek Hill and why I don't have any Tua prop bets on here is that their stats are a little bit lower than they should be because they sit a lot when they blow teams out. So anyways,
correct.
Keep things moving.
And they could blow Tennessee out tonight. Go ahead, Mikey.
Well, he went with a receiving one, so will I. Romeo Doubs over 45 and a half yards.
I think it's Doubs. That's fun.
Nope, Doubs.
Doubs, all right. Athletes that can
I have no idea. I'm just saying it.
It's Doubs. Like it's a fine.
Yeah. It's Doubs, yep. Go ahead, Billy.
All right, my last one. Will Levis over half an interception today.
Okay.
He's only thrown 2 interceptions on the season. One was in week 9, one was in week 10, so it was a long time ago. I feel like, I just have a feeling tonight's the night. There's going to be an interception on the Dolphins.
All right, Billy loves the Dolphins tonight. Mike, yeah, you got 5 seconds, go.
Jordan Love, over 9.5 yards rushing.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories. Cows and carbs and premium regular beer.